Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode.
You know, just reading this Blue October ticket, getting jealous.
Oh, my ticket stubs?
Yeah, man. Oh, your stub life?
Oh, that stub?
That stub life.
What's above it?
Fall Out Boy. You know what the fuck's above it.
I have such a 90s room, too. I have my ticket stubs.
This is some throwback shit, man.
This is my throwback Thursday room.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
I was at a concert last night, and I thought I completely expected to see you there.
Oh, yeah?
I was looking around for you.
Was it D'Angelo?
No, it wasn't D'Angelo. I would have beat D'Angelo.
I love D'Angelo.
You fucks with D'Angelo?
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, intro. Michael Malone's our guest today. Michael Malone is our guest today.
Yes.
I'm always so bad about it because I just want to get right into it. Mike, thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thanks, man.
We usually have you on once a year.
Yeah.
For our big live show.
For the live edition.
Yeah, which, you know, you're more than... I'd love to have you on again this year, too.
I you know what? I'll have my guys talk to you
I
guys.
Looked at your calendar. You're not booked that week. I always... Before I ask you, I always check out your calendar to make sure that you're in town so you can't back out of it.
Fine, I'll do it.
All right.
No, I would love to do it. So it's a great time.
I went to I saw this band last night. It was like a cool band.
Who was it?
Right? It was Geographer. Dude, listen. The lady wanted to go see him.
Okay.
And so
they have a song called Map to Your Heart?
No, they don't have a song called Map to Your Heart.
They should.
It's not a boy band.
They should.
This is the map to your heart.
Discover Your Love is their album, right?
So the girl that I've been dating, she wanted to go see them. And
right.
I was like, of course I'll go. Sure, whatever. And we go. And it's, I was like, Malone has got to be. They all had like 9 keyboards. They were playing lasers.
Their ties lit up.
Yeah.
You would have loved them.
They were super, like, you know, they had homemade instruments and
of
everything.
Course, yeah.
I was like, Malone would totally be here.
I would, I think, I've heard. Geographer.
Geographer. I can't believe you haven't heard of him yet.
No, I can't believe it.
Right up your alley.
Okay.
It's so Malone. Every time I hear a band, I'm like, that's so Malone.
That's so Malone.
Straight out of Portland. There's only like 2 members, but they all play 9 instruments at the same time.
Does the drummer use homemade deodorant?
No, there's no drummer. If it's Malone, there's no drummer.
That's too hardcore. I don't like my drums.
This is our wedding week, by the way. My roommates are getting married this week.
Yeah.
Christy's already down there at the wedding. So it's just Malone and I.
What? How do you feel about your roommates getting married?
I'm fine with it. They act like they've been married since I moved in.
Yeah.
I thought they were married until six weeks ago.
So you got the invitation. You're like, yeah. Oh, you guys didn't already do this?
You know, they act like an old married couple. They watch Netflix, you know,
they
cook, and it's, I'm just making it official.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, too, because everyone is like, that's so cool that you're officiating your roommate's wedding. Like, did you go to, like, seminary school? Did you, like, I put in my email address. You know?
It's like Match.com only for her.
Yes. For people.
You just sign up.
It's the Tinder for
the Tinder.
You know, it's like I got a marriage certificate from the University of Phoenix.
From Photoshop.
Christianity. Yes.
You could have just... By the powers invested in me and my MacBook.
Yep. So
I marry you.
So Christy's planned the whole thing for them.
Right.
She's been running around nonstop planning the whole thing.
Yeah.
I've had 7 months to write the officiancy, and I wrote it in like 3 days while I was in a hotel room in Florida.
While I was at a 7-Eleven last week. I jotted some ideas now.
The corn nuts.
What's this? Did your speech have mustard on it? Is that mustard?
This is a map to your heart, guys.
Like the band Geographer says. I'm just trying to discover your love.
So I leave tomorrow for that.
You know, it'd be a great album for Geographer.
What?
Call it Oregon Trail.
Okay.
But then have a picture of a dick on the cover.
Like, yeah,
that's,
that'd be
like
good.
That's the organ. That's the organ I'm talking about. It's a human organ.
They can't sell that in Walmart.
You can.
Oh my gosh! So I'm excited. I think it'll be.
That's gonna be great.
I'm so like I've officiated one wedding before.
Yeah,
it was for two really good friends of mine in Texas, and there was about 30 people there. Right.
Yeah.
This is going to be like 250, 260.
Was this a bringer wedding?
Yeah.
Yes. What do you mean 250? You bring five friends. You get to a toast.
Yeah, you get a hotel room. You got to share it with the opener, though.
Yeah. Share with the MC of ceremonies.
The bride and the groom are going to co-headline at the end.
That's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it like a...
Your wedding?
Like, yeah. Just a one-nighter thing.
Just a one-nighter, yeah. like Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, I'm going to... Come to the wedding, $50, no hotel.
The wedding, but it's like printed, like the wedding invitation, like printed up on like the generic like road flyers.
I'm going to send out avails.
Right.
And that way people can...
Yeah. But it's like a headshot. Your wedding is a headshot from like 7 years ago. Yeah.
True one-nighter fashion.
True one-nighter fashion.
Yes.
But you get there and the wedding venue doesn't know that there's a wedding there. They have no idea.
I got to turn off the TVs.
Right. Yeah. There's a wedding here tonight.
There's a wedding.
That's that show that me, you and I did when we walk in. We're like, we're the comedians tonight. And the staff's like, there's a comedy show tonight. Well,
it's always good when they have that kind of support. I like it when I go to clubs and I get asked to buy tickets.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a 2-out minimum.
Sure. Sir, where would you like to sit tonight? In the green room. My picture's on the wall, asshole.
My poster right there. My name is misspelled on the marquee. Exactly. How could you not?
I'm Mark Malone. Can I go to my green room now? Can I get some chicken wings?
Please. Yeah, you can get 50% off chicken wings.
Yeah, 10% off.
10% off.
There you go, Mark.
That's the best. It's Michael. Whatever.
That's
the best is when you're performing and like, oh, great job tonight, man. Oh, you guys just killed it. We halved off your nachos.
Yeah.
So just give us $4.50. Motherfucker, buy me nachos.
I like it when the club fucks up sometimes and they'll tell you how well they're doing.
By financially,
they try to pay. Yeah, they're like, "Oh, this has been the best weekend we've had in weeks." Here's your shitty check.
We said $300, right? We said
$300, right?
What? Oh my god, that's so true, man. Yeah. Like, oh man, these sold out shows, we are killing it.
They fuck up sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, we our overhead,
but our overhead. Yeah. You got to order those wings.
Promotions. You mean those table tents?
There's some. I'm just gonna call him out. There's some shithead in Fort Wayne that books a room, and he drives a fucking brand new Hummer and like all this stuff, and then does nothing but bitch about how little money he has coming into the club.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd love to pay you more. Oh God, I would just. It's always the guys who would love to pay you more.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to pay more.
But gas in my Hummer is very.
But
expensive.
Man, this Hummer.
This ain't cheap, homie.
Yeah. You picked up a radio and a fucking Hummer. Fuck yourself.
That's pretty fucked up.
Be a gentleman about it.
Right.
Pick me up in your Camry.
Yeah, get the wife's
Borrow
Kia.
Borrow a friend's Camry. Right. Yeah. Right. Have a dishwasher pick me up.
You can't. I don't want to see you living like this.
You can't drop me off in a Hummer and then tell me I didn't hit my tickets for the week.
Right. Yeah. Right. Somebody's doing something right. Apparently it ain't me.
Here's your drink tickets.
In comedy, the comedians are the last ones to get paid.
Oh, God. It's always the always the ones. Can I mail you a check?
What?
No. Now. Put it. Mail it right to my pocket.
I'm glad I had to book you on the podcast, man. It's the only way I could to hang out with you.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
It's been crazy,
You've
man.
Been touring the world.
I flew the country.
Last time, well, we were on a run for a long time.
Yeah.
You and
God,
we went to. You haven't been on since we went to. to Minnesota twice.
Oh God, yeah, we went to Minnesota twice.
We were in the Mall of America.
Where else did
we went to Houston, Texas.
Houston. Oh God, Houston was a blast.
You were so appalled that the Target had been shut down.
Do you know how bad you have to be doing to have the Target go out of business? You are in the hood, son. You can't keep a Target open.
We were in the mall, and
God!
No, we were at the hotel, and we asked for a shuttle to the mall, and she told us to wear neutral gang colors.
Fucking H-Town.
Yeah, wearing that tan and taupe at the mall.
Oh my God!
And then we drove by the shutdown Target, and you lost your mind.
I was like, dude, if you can't keep a Target open, you are a Target. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was bad, man.
Oh my God,
that was fine. We broke in the MC was kind of newish, and we broke him in. We took him to IHOP every night.
Oh, that's right. We showed him the real ropes of
we
comedy.
We showed him, yeah. We let him know that it was not all.
It's not all cocaine and alcohol and hookers. Sometimes it's moons over Miami.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, that was fun.
Yeah, we went to Arizona. We were in Texas for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Are you coming to Texas with me?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I'm trying, man.
All right. Our yearly Texas trip. Right now, I'm not on the books for it.
Yeah,
right
I know.
I'm not on the books for it.
No,
but, you know,
I'm getting worried.
You know what I mean? Well, why? We're going to hang out there anyways. Yo, you know what? I just looked at Christy. I just looked at the NFT chair. Christy, you know what this motherfucker did? This dude, straight up, what did you? You guys went and ran jet skis?
Yeah.
You and your homie Ryan. Favor, I see at the club that night. I'm like, I've been trying to call you all day to hang out. You got like the sunglass tan. I'm like, where you been? Like, oh, we just rented jet skis today. Like, motherfucking jet skis?
That was a dick move.
That was such
I'm
a
sorry.
Dick move.
That was a dick move.
I like jet skis.
I know.
I'm fucks with jet skis.
Okay. All right. We'll go back to Texas with jet skis.
All right. Can we?
Yeah.
Or
I
might not get invited this time
no,
around.
No, man.
I was down the street.
That's
he's on
hilarious.
Stage talking about how he's riding. I was like, you did what?
Hunting.
Hunting.
People listening to this podcast are not going to, they're going to understand 10%
yeah,
of this.
This is 9 inside jokes.
They've already turned this off 8 minutes ago.
No, Christy.
No, Christy. No, thank you.
I'm out.
What? Are they shitting on Fallout Boy? I got to turn this off right away. Where's my hoverboard?
We did We did the corporate show in Minnesota for the hardware store.
Yeah, that was what did I?
I think you said. Yeah.
I said, "Is there a job?" I said, "Is there a position where I don't have to do anything?" And they said, "Yeah, manager." And the manager was there.
There was 4 managers and 3 HR people, and they weren't laughing at shit.
That was the best.
Somebody went, I think the opener went on stage like, what's up, not Home Depot?
Oh, and
they,
yeah.
And they hated all of us after that.
Oh, yeah. They were, I didn't speak any Spanish. It was terrible. Nah, that was a blast.
That was a good run. So after that,
yeah,
we came back here for Christmas.
Yeah.
You, and then you left.
Yeah, I got an offer to do some shows for the armed forces, and it was fucking amazing, dude.
Really?
9 countries in 28 days. It was unreal, man.
That's are you doing the thing now? Like, now you're back on stage in America. Like, yeah, I just got back for the troops, like holding, waiting for an applause. You're doing that, aren't you?
No, I do come out draped in an American flag with the song
in Valor.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? Playing full blast.
You're wearing an American flag as a cape.
Michael Malone. It's come out.
And it's Semper Fi saluto.
Yeah. John Cena brings me out usually.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I just got back from performing for the troops.
Sorry for the suntan. I just got back from... Boy, are my arms tired.
Why do you have a purple heart? Why? You were just telling jokes. Where'd you get that? You just got medals and shit.
I'm just decked out.
Is that a Krispy Kreme badge? What are you talking
about?
I
will tell you this. It was life-changing. It was amazing.
Explain.
And it's little things, too. Like, coming back to America is so different because everything was so... Because... This is going to sound shitty and great at the same time. Because how far behind Europe is, mm-hmm. it makes them so much more progressive. Does that make any sense?
No, not really.
Because they're not up on like fucking Twitters and their phones don't have 4K for no goddamn reason and shit like that.
Right.
Because of that shit, they actually still hold conversations over there. They're actually very aware of their surroundings.
They're very
present with each other. Right. Everybody there, I mean, I walked around. Nobody was on their phone. Nobody was taking pictures of their fucking food. Nobody was, Snapchatting or you know what? I only saw maybe two or three pairs of headphones on while I was walking the streets.
Really?
I'm talking all of Europe. I mean, I went to Italy and fucking Germany and Brussels. And I mean, I was everywhere. Kosovo, I mean, everywhere, and Ireland. So it was like there was nobody had their headphones in. Everybody was out, and especially there in Germany, it was so clean, so organized. They had what I discovered a lot was the what it comes down to is I've never really worked this out. It's just an idea I've had, but it's the idea of American pride. I feel like it's almost like a selfish thing. Over here, it's me. Look at this nice car that I have. Look at this nice house. Look at this beautiful wife. Look at this thing. You know, like, it's me. Look at what I've achieved.
Right.
And in Europe, it was a lot of community-based pride. It was a lot of, look how nice my town is.
Right.
You know, look how great, you know, this butcher is in town. You have to try it. You know, there's one guy. There's not 17 McDonald's. It's one fucking guy.
Right. I like that.
In the town center. And, you know, he's 75, and it's his shop.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
they've got animals hanging in the fucking. When they say farm fresh in Europe, they're not talking like, oh, we got these from Utah. They shipped them in.
Right.
They mean like, motherfucker, I just went out back. You ordered chicken.
Right. Yeah.
I went out back and just killed a chicken.
Right. You see feathers flying in the kitchen. Like, yeah.
It's that kind of farm fresh. Yeah. Dinner there, that was the big thing because you noticed that. That element when you're at dinner, dinner takes 2-3 hours.
So it's a thing, right?
It's a thing because they are preparing your meal. One time we were in Austria, and I ordered a cheeseburger. I ordered it well done, and it came. It took like
well done.
Yeah, listen.
What?
I'm a no pink guy.
What, they didn't have Chipotle there.
Yeah. So I ordered it well done. It took 50 minutes to come out to the table, right? I get halfway through this burger. It's not well done.
Of course it's not.
So the other guys on the tour are like, would you send it back? I'm like, no, that's okay. And sure enough, the waitress overheard me and was like, oh, I'll just make them, you know, do it over for you. And I was like, no. Shook it away. Another 45 minutes went by.
Oh, no.
And they brought out a brand new burger and sides and everything. Like
so they remade it.
They remade it. But not only – they didn't just like take it out back and like nuke it and be like, well, there, send it back out. I mean, these dudes like – cut up some meat, marinated it, cooked it, did it.
all over again. Interesting.
And it took forever because everything's prepared real fresh there. It was so bizarre.
Could you tell the difference? Like everything you ate would just
tasted
better?
Yeah, it was. There was, you know, because their FDA's laws are different and stuff like that, so they can't put in all the chemicals and stuff that we use here and a lot of times. Even their soda was different.
Really?
Yeah, because they can't use the corn syrup and all that stuff. Wow. Not approved and all that. So when you taste it, it's like real ingredients to this stuff. So you're tasting the actual sugar and everything else. So it's like it's not like it kind of tasted like Coke used to taste when they would actually use sugar cane.
Yeah, the sugar cane. Yeah.
It was really – dude, everything there was like amazing, man.
What was your favorite place?
Oh, God. I don't even know. I would say Germany.
Really?
I would love to spend some time in Germany. Interesting. Here's what I learned.
Oh, no.
Here's what I learned in Germany. Germans don't give a fuck that you don't speak German. Like, that's what I learned day one.
Right.
Most of the places we went, we didn't speak the language. People work with you. You know, they're like, oh, it's okay. You don't know. Shit like that. In Germany.
Sounds like.
They just get louder and angry at you. You know what I mean? Like von Hagendoss und Dougie Hauser. Like, I don't know that. Von Hagendoss und Dougie. Like, I don't know what that means.
Stop shouting.
I'm just ordering food like a 10-year-old boy and pointing at pictures. Can I have the chicken? I need the chicken. Von Hagendoss. Okay, I don't know. And you can't. I mean, you can ask for a box, but it's rude not to finish your food.
Oh, really?
In Europe, yeah, because they are so prideful of their food, and they take their time, and they put all that effort in it. I mean, everything comes out like it's in a fucking magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Their rest stops and gas stations have 4-star restaurants.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you're getting fresh fruit and, like, a buffet line. You can get, like, sushi and salmon at a fucking rest stop in the middle of the,
I mean, I wouldn't,
the Alps.
But
you
could.
Know what I mean? Yeah, you could. Yeah. Alps. But I mean, they have like professional chefs waiting on you.
No shit.
It's incredible. So anyway, so they feed you there. So they think it's rude when you ask for a box.
I can see that.
I didn't know any of that. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I'm in Germany. Like, can I get a box?
Can I put my well done burger?
Yeah. Dude straight up called me a pussy to my face. Like straight up.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah, it wasn't even in a language. He just came over and wiped his eye. Goes, oh, you can't finish the food.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. I was like, can I get a box? He's like, 9. I was like, okay, I'll come back at 9. I'll finish it at 9. But it was great. It was wonderful, man.
How were the shows?
The shows were just, it was so amazing to not only meet the soldiers, uh-huh, and kind of see how they live, but to just to give them some kind of escape, you know, even
for a
little bit. I mean, they were so excited to have us there. They were so nice, and we were so excited to be there, man,
right,
to see how that side lives. And it was just the stuff that they go through. And we stayed in Kosovo in the barracks with them. And
oh, did you?
We stayed on base and everything like that for a couple of days. And
did you ever see, was there anything ever like weird or scary? Or were you ever like concerned? Or
no, there was, when we were in Italy, there, we'd heard, right before our show, we heard rumors that somebody had broken into the gate and the front gate of the base, and we were kind of like, oh my god, like we didn't have any other details besides two soldiers got injured and a car came plowing through, and so we thought, oh my god, somebody's trying to like come on the base,
right,
and we had no idea. And then the next morning they said some guy had a heart attack while waiting in line to come on the base, and he passed out behind the wheel and hit the gas. The car in front of him had no idea, got hit, and then ran over two soldiers that were trying to stop the car. So, like, this car, and it just caused this.
No.
But the whole base was on lockdown because nobody had any details the night before and all that stuff. So that was the only, like, that was the only time that I felt like, oh, shit.
Right. But
somebody wants in.
Somebody really wants to see this comedy show.
Yeah, right.
Somebody's really trying to see Mark Malone.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah, but it was amazing, man.
Did you get to explore a lot of the places that you were at? I saw,
yeah,
for someone who's in a place where no one is taking pictures, you're on your phone the entire time.
Yeah.
None of the locals were taking pictures of me. I was taking pictures of everything.
All the darn day.
Your Instagram, if you guys go to Malone's Instagram at Malone Comedy, because there's castles. I mean, it just looked like you were taking it off the internet.
That's what I was gonna say. It's really what the hardest part of coming back to America.
No castles.
Well, and not only that, but the history and everything, and the freshness and everything. It's really hard to get excited about any steakhouse in America when you've eaten wild boar in a castle in Germany.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
Get the fuck out. Do you want to go to Applebee's? No, never. Die.
But they got onion strips on the burger.
Exactly. Yeah. They've got a bacon burger. Get the fuck out of my face.
I had a boar in a castle. You idiot.
Get the fuck out of here. That'd be like if you randomly one night somehow like just. Somehow finagled a night with Beyonce,
mm-hmm,
just one night,
right?
Just out of nowhere,
right?
And then you're supposed to just go back to regular pussy,
right? Yeah, you got a bag of Twin Peaks waitress.
I'm supposed to love you, and you work at an office. I'm supposed to just be okay with this.
Yeah, let me ask. So coming back, that was weird, right?
Yeah, a lot of things.
Were you a little depressed?
Yeah, I still am.
Christy travels a lot. And,
yeah.
And she says that when she comes back, there's a little part of her that's like,
yeah,
because you're so in the moment, and you're so present, and you're doing, you know, you
have
to use your senses, and it kind of.
Yeah, you're just out there in the world. That was the biggest thing because I didn't have, my phone wasn't working. And so unless I was able to get on Wi-Fi, I wasn't around. So when I came back, I actually took Facebook and Twitter and stuff off my phone.
Yeah. I did that too. You see how well that worked?
Yeah. But it was great because I kind of weaned off of it over there,
uh-huh,
and I realized that, you know, whatever's on there is not as important as what's in front of my face right now.
Right.
Right? I'm talking to you, baby.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's one of those things. So it does change you in those kind of ways too, where I do want to be more present when I'm back here and stuff like that. And you do kind of, you look at time differently, because there was so much to see and do and learn on that trip. Mm. I was just always in motion. We took a tour bus for most of the trip. Like we were in Amy Winehouse's old tour bus, which was really cool.
Okay.
And so we did that for like 12 stops in Germany, and it was amazing. we would go, we'd wake up and get on the bus like 6:30 in the morning, drive for a couple hours, and they'd drop us off in the middle of like the city center of like Brussels or whatever.
Okay.
And then we'd be there for like 4.5-5 hours.
Okay.
And then we come back on the bus, they'd feed us, and then we'd jump in the shower, do a show, and then we had the option to go back out and explore the city or go to bed, but the bus is leaving at like 6:30 or 7 in the morning, whether right. you're on it or not, kind of thing.
So all the other comics went out and you stayed in bed?
No, man. I went out every night.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went out every night.
Nice.
It was super fun. We actually, I got to tell you this story. This is great.
Where were you at?
So we were in Austria.
Okay.
Right? And so the night before we went out in Brussels. Okay. So we were in Brussels a week before all the bombings happened and all that stuff. So we were just right. there walking the streets, and I mean, we used the subway system, all that. I mean, it was just insane, the timing. Such a beautiful city. The whole city is made of just brick and gold. And
oh, wow.
And that was the thing. It was so peaceful over there. There was no that – sometimes when I'm in America, I feel that threat of – you never know who's on the sidewalk with you, especially how we are such a gun-loving country that my first thought always when you're passing somebody that's kind of shady, you're like, they might have a gun.
Yeah.
In Europe, I never felt that way.
Really?
No matter what country I was in, when I was walking around the city centers and all that stuff, I never felt that that fear of, oh, this guy has a gun.
Right. Like no matter what time of the night it was.
Were out. I mean, we were at Brussels at 1 in the morning in the city center walking around, and it was so peaceful and so beautiful, and it was great, and there was never that, like I said, like that fear of, oh, shit.
What's this guy doing?
Yeah, and even...
this guy with the hoodie pacing back and forth.
Yeah, and even then it was like, well, we might fight.
Right.
But it's not going to be guns.
No one's going to die.
Right. Yeah, it was like, it felt... that's why I say, like, because of how far behind that is, they're so progressive.
Right.
You know,
okay. Yeah,
it felt
sense.
Like you were like back in the olden times,
right.
And stuff like that.
Problem with you fist
yeah, you
the
fist
street,
fought in the street and then you
it.
Fucking moved on,
right.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Where in America, I feel like you go to a Chipotle and some guy's got his rifle on his back. I'm trying to get extra onions. You know, it's like, I don't want to be in that.
For real.
Anyway, so I'm there and we're in Brussels. We're going out the night and, We go to this club at first because music in Europe.
You went to a club?
Here's the thing.
Yo.
Here's the thing. In Europe, you can't go to a bar and like listen to music. Like we went to 3 different places and they looked at us like we're crazy. We're like, is there a place that plays like live music? They're like, music.
Right.
What do you want to drink or do you want to listen to music? And we're like, both. We want to drink and listen to music. And they're like, no, do you want to drink or do you want to listen to music? Like you either in Europe, you either like go somewhere and sit quietly and drink.
Right.
Think about all the mistakes in your life.
Your life.
Or you go to a club and you listen to music.
Okay. Now,
so,
can you drink at the clubs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can drink and smoke at 16.
Okay.
And if you think you're old now going to the club, like in your 30s, you feel like, I might be the old man. Dude, try watching a fucking 16-year-old get hammered listening to Justin Bieber.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, just shit-faced in the corner. Never gonna give you up. Just, like, screaming.
This is a map to my heart.
Yeah, man. Like, just go on ham.
See, that's scary because now you go out to the clubs and the youngest, the chick's going to be like 21, maybe 18.
Right.
She's got X's on her hands.
Right.
Yeah, they're fucking with those 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Dude, I have never felt old. Dude, the bouncer was younger than me.
Oh, shit.
You know you're old when you're asked for the Wi-Fi password at the bar. That's when you know you're old. Excuse me.
Up.
Do you guys have Wi-Fi?
Lock it up. It's time to go home.
I'm looking for the Wi-Fi code. Any of you kids have the Wi-Fi?
Try to
check
my Snapchat
the
without the data charges.
Oh, yeah.
So you're at a club.
So we're in Austria, and we're like, all right, whatever. So then we go next door to this. We're getting ready to catch a cab home. It's like midnight.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, you know what? Let's go to this little bar, and we'll see what's here.
Let's sit quietly.
Yeah. So we go to this bar, and it's built into a mountain. So the top of like the roof of this club, you can touch, and it's dirt. But everything else is like concrete and wood and stuff like that. So it's like a New York style bar because it's like real tiny and small and smoky
dark.
and dark. Nice. But the roof is a mountain, which is really cool.
Holy shit!
So we're there for like 10 minutes. Nobody even gives a second look. Whatever. It's just me. I won't say any names, but it's me and my buddy. We'll call him Bob. So Bob and I are there.
Is this our buddy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Bob and I are there, and we go to the back of the bar because this booth opens up. Uh-huh. We're not in this bar. We're not in this booth 3 minutes before this, like, 19-year-old blonde comes over and sits down, and she goes, "Well, you guys look interesting." We're like, what's up?
Well, we are.
So she's getting ready to go to Paris. She has all these great stories. She speaks, like, three different languages.
Oh,
she's just, like, first, number one, in Europe, the number one question people ask us all the time was, what the fuck was going on with Trump? Like,
oh, really?
Everybody
no
wanted
shit.
To know why we are condoning his actions.
Right? Yeah.
Because it looks like we're agreeing with him.
Right.
And so everybody, I mean, people would pass by the table, they'd hear our accents and come down and they would go, "America? Are you from America?" And they'd talk to us, "What is going on with Trump?"
So even they know that it's,
I mean,
it's
yeah,
getting
even,
out of hand.
Yeah, even they are like, and they're scared. They're like, "This is the guy that's going to be in charge of your military. It's not okay."
Wow.
Like, he's going to bring on a world war.
Right.
Like, they are. I mean, and we met people from, again, 9 different fucking countries. And the first
two,
yeah,
where
are you from in America? What the fuck's going on with Trump?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, dude. It was terrifying. So anyway, so we're talking to this girl. And
this 19-year-old.
Yeah, super smart, very progressive, great, like, all this stuff, great conversation. We're just fucking like, well, this is crazy.
Sure.
And then she goes, "Well, I got some friends with me. Do you mind if they join?" And we're like, sure,
right.
This is going to be great.
Yeah.
So she disappears, and Bob and I are sitting there talking for a minute,
uh-huh.
And then she comes back with 9 dudes.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, dude.
That's not how this story ends.
So she, and we're in a corner booth.
Right.
So they surround our table, and you forget, like, what the human body looks like at 22, like, at that age, like, how prime – how fuck, like, the skin is
yeah.
so tight on the muscles. Like, all 9 dudes look like they played rugby and it
sure.
was like their freshman year
just
of college. Yeah, just,
full heads of
and just
hair,
Abercrombie.
Abs,
yeah. 9 Abercrombie models surround our fucking table.
Right.
And I'm like, oh shit.
One chick.
Oh,
that's brutal.
And she's acting like it's nothing.
Right.
My head is spinning. I'm like, well, this is how we die. This is the setup.
Right.
You know, you send the girl over. You figure out how much these guys are worth.
Right. Oh, comics now.
Oh, comics. Never mind. Now they live. They
she
live.
She waves them off.
Yeah.
They ain't got no money.
And then, you know, 9 dudes come over. So we're sitting there. And they're nice. And they're, you know, whatever. And
oh, so they're cool.
They're very cool.
Okay.
So my guard's kind of down, but still like, what the fuck is going to happen
here? Yeah.
This doesn't end well for us. So then this guy comes over, this straight-up movie villain, dude. Straight-up movie villain. He was the best-looking one of the group.
Uh-huh.
He was the best-dressed. He was, like, clearly in charge, right? And he was not happy we were talking to this girl. Mm-hmm. And I felt like maybe there was something between that was going on. Anyways. So this dude, and he won't speak English around us. He just keeps whispering in those guys' ears, and he'll walk away.
Okay.
And he's not happy, but I don't know what he's not happy about again.
Trump.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, shit. Like, so I'm watching this dude. So finally, okay. So they have a guy distracting me doing magic tricks.
Magic tricks?
This dude was awesome. This dude was the shit.
They knew your kryptonite?
Dude, this guy, he was amazing. He was making like dollar bills levitate.
Okay.
He did this thing with a straw that would follow his hand. It was amazing.
You're like a child.
Dude, it was great.
You're surrounded by dudes, your guards up with card tricks.
Like magic.
What? Where'd the corner go? In my ear?
Exactly. Like it was incredible. So I'm having a good time. Totally distracted.
Okay.
And then this dude gets tapped on the shoulder by the movie villain.
Okay.
And the movie villain sits down beside me and pulls up his stool, straight faced, right? And he's like, "So, what are you doing in my town?" Straight up,
okay.
Movie villain shit.
Okay.
And I was like, "Ah, you know, we're comics, we're on tour, da 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 da. I'm trying to be real light, keep
yep.
it fun, keep
yep.
it whatever." And he goes, "How long are you here?" I said, "Just tonight, man. We're in town just now. We're actually leaving for Italy at like 5 in the morning, man."
Now.
Yeah, like now. We got to go now. And so the waiter came over and got our drinks, and I didn't order anything. And he goes, "Not drinking?" And I go, "No, I don't drink." And he goes, "Huh." And then he points at my glass in disbelief. And he goes, "What's this?" And I go, "It's water." And he goes, "Yeah, right." And I go, "It is." And I grab the glass and I hold it to his face. Like, this is some straight up movie scene shit. Hold it out to his face. We never break eye contact.
Uh-huh.
He leans in, smells the glass, and then chuckles to himself and goes, water. And I was like, yeah. And I put it down, and we're still staring at each other, right? And he goes, when did you say you leave? And I go, we leave at like 5 in the morning. We're headed to Italy.
Uh-huh.
And then he taps me twice on my leg and goes, good luck with that. And then walks away, and then the guy sits back down and starts doing magic tricks again. And I was like, this is how we die!
All I think is that scene from, like, Inglorious Bastards. Where
yeah.
The Nazis,
exactly.
They're in the basement, aren't they?
That's exact. No, it was more like that scene when they're all drinking at the bar and they meet up and that other table of German soldiers are there.
Order
and
schnapps,
he orders the schnapps. And it, yes. Yeah. I felt like that.
Holy
That was
shit.
The scene. Yeah. It was like that, dude.
And what happened? Did he disappear?
He
you guys?
Fucking disappears, right? And uh-huh. Then the guy's doing magic tricks. He does some bomb ass magic tricks,
yeah, yeah.
By the
We're
way.
We're going to die, but not. Not
yeah, the, not, yeah, not like this. So this dude, let me tell you the best trick he did. So he did this. He goes, pick a card. Of course, very standard. So I picked a 10 of clubs or whatever. And I put. And he goes, just put it back in the deck anywhere. I said, okay. Put it back in the deck. He shuffles it. And he goes, your card. And you have a special bond. You pick that card. It wants to be with you. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Sure.
And he goes, snap your fingers. I'll show you. So I snap my fingers over the deck. And he goes, see, it's right here on top. I'm like, all right, whatever. And he goes, put it back anywhere. So I put it back like in the middle, uh-huh. Like lower. He goes, snap your fingers. Snap my fingers. He picks up. He goes, that's your card, right? I was like, holy shit.
Right.
So then he goes, it just wants to be with you. So he goes, put it back anywhere. So I put it back in the middle again. And he tells his friend, snap your fingers. He snaps his fingers. He pulls up a different card. That's not your card. I was like, no, it's not. And he goes, I know. And then he goes, Bob, snap your fingers. He snaps his fingers. And he goes, picks up a different card. That's not your card. I was like, no, it's not. And he goes, now snap your fingers. Snap my fingers right on top. He goes, that's your card. I was like, holy shit. So then he goes, I know you don't believe me, so I'm going to do this. He folds my card in half. And then he hands it to me. I tuck it in the middle somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And then I snap my fucking fingers, and it's on top of the deck folded in half.
Really?
Dude, this guy was incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to give him a shout out. He's on my Instagram.
Is he?
He is.
Give him a shout out on the podcast.
I am. I'm going to give him a shout out right now. It was fucking incredible.
Why did you change Bob's name on this story? What did he do? what was Bob doing?
Nothing. I just don't know. You know, Bob's a very private man.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. So did you ever saw the movie villain again?
He invited us over to a different booth. So like 9 more dudes showed up.
9 more?
They took up a different booth in the bar. And then I told Bob, I was like, yo, we gotta get the fuck out of
yeah.
here. And I wasn't okay with it until we like actually got inside a cab. And uh-huh. then I was like, okay, great. Alright, this guy's name is GEGGSTAR.
Well, that's easy to find.
Fucking great. It's Instagram.
What is it? GG?
GEGGSTAR.
That's his Instagram?
Yeah. Dude, he's a fucking great magician. Yeah, he's out of Austria. He's super fun.
That's crazy. Did you, let me ask you this, or in the show, so they're mostly American soldiers,
yeah? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you get it? Because they're notoriously rowdy.
Oh, they were great.
Not the soldiers, just American
audiences. Oh, yeah.
Because Zara was on like 2 weeks ago, and she said that the audiences over there are like very polite and kind.
Yeah.
But the military bases, it's just like us, right? Just like.
Yeah, yeah, they're fun.
Did you get heckled at all? Did you have any like weird people yell shit out at you?
No. They were very, like I said, they were so excited. Like, and that was the thing. We were doing, everybody was doing 20 minutes. We were doing 20 or 2 hour shows, mm-hmm. and they were with us the whole
board.
Time, man.
Oh,
they were great, man. They were so much fun.
Do people – so now where are you at now? So you're back in the United States. Where are you at next? Like where do you have to go now? And is that weird in comparison?
It is weird.
Like where are you going next?
I'm going to Portland.
Okay. Oh, see, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a cool city.
Yeah.
I got nice. Cool cities coming up. Right, San Diego, okay. Portland, stuff
okay.
like that. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not like I'm coming back. You know, I got to go to Des Moines. I just came back from Madrid.
Right. I got a one-nighter in Utah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh! Let me ask you, after shows, because we travel together all the time, and people say the dumbest shit. What is the one thing as a comic that you hate hearing shows?
Oh man,
okay, here's why I ask you this. This popped in my head last night.
Yeah,
I went and saw that band. I saw Geographer.
Right,
and people are coming up to him and they're taking pictures and they're shaking their hand. And I went up to him. I was like, "Hey man, nice set." Right.
Right.
And I shook the guy's hand and I walked and I was done with it.
Right. Right.
And I'm wondering, like, what makes people with comedians
right.
be like, Because at no point was I like, hey, man, I got a song that you can use. You can use it in your act if you want to.
Because they want to feel like a part, because comedy looks easier than music.
Right.
And so if somebody has a joke, they don't know, like, if it's a street joke or their joke or whatever. Sure. They think you can just use
just
it.
Just whatever.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Where music, you'd have to actually, like, write a song and, like, deliver it to them. You never hear, hey, I got a song you can use. Hey, go get my amp. Like,
yeah.
You'd have to, like, actually present it to him. Whereas a joke, you could be like, oh, I got a joke for you.
Right, yeah. I got a Rachel song you could use.
Right, yeah.
Real fast. but it's also like the, like, hey, how many of those songs were scripted up there tonight? Do you guys know?
Right.
Yes, we knew what we were going to play tonight.
Right, yeah.
What do you usually get? What do you hate getting after shows?
Oh, man. I hate, I don't like it when sometimes crowd members will screw up people's jokes on the show.
Yes. Yeah, dude, I had it one time. This motherfucker was taking credit for one of my jokes all weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Correct him.
Yeah, yeah, it happens, and it's so bizarre. And I hate that because you have that immediate feeling of like this appreciation because they're like, oh my god, you were so funny, and you're like, oh well, thank you,
uh-huh.
And you feel so good about yourself, and they're like, that thing you said about toothpaste, and you're like, in your head, you're like, did I talk about toothpaste
right.
tonight?
Oh my god, yep.
And then you're like, no. And then you're thinking, and you're like, oh, the MC said something about toothpaste.
Right. It just shows like how unimportant you
yeah.
really
are. And then you're sitting there, and they're like, oh my god, and like you made me cry, and da da da. And you're like, did I?
Yeah, right.
Do you even
right.
know?
Are you sure?
Do you even know what I did, bitch? Like, did you listen to anything
that you said about your grandkids?
Yeah.
Like, what?
You're like, what?
Grandkids?
I don't. Okay. That was a big thing. So I would do jokes about Wayne, my stepdad.
Uh huh.
And they would say grandpa. They would say the jokes about your grandpa's cough is really funny. And
oh,
I'm like,
right, right.
And then, like little things like that, you're like, thank you.
However.
And listen closer next time.
Right. And Michael,
but,
I get all
you
the
know,
time. You know,
yeah.
You were really funny up there, man. Can I buy you a drink? I just talked
I just
about
told
being sober,
you I was
for
sober for
20
yeah.
minutes. Oh, that was real? I thought that was part of, like, I'm going to look
that
uncool on stage.
Yeah, that might be my bigger pet peeve is when people don't believe me that I don't drink.
Right.
I don't drink, sorry. Yeah, come on.
Right, yeah.
No, I don't drink. Oh, yeah. Okay, why would I tell you that I'm,
right.
You think I'm dodging you right now? I'm already fucking, you think I don't want free drinks if
right.
I drank?
If
you
I
fucking
did,
idiot.
I would take it in a heartbeat.
Like, are you, like, am I that mean that I'm like. Fuck your free drinks.
Fuck yeah. I just want to look as uncool as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, what do you...
Or they ask you if that's real. Hey, is that real?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know?
No, I just... Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like telling everybody my dick is small. That's great.
It's no part of me that just wants to, like, hey, man, your band was really good tonight. Have you ever tried, like, playing that with, like a C chord?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Let me fix that.
Oh, my God. I had, I had a moment in, I had a great, okay, so this stems from that. So you told that band Nice Set,
uh-huh.
And they probably took that language and knew that you were some kind of performer, because performers can always recognize other performers.
Right, okay,
like,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
pretty sure, like, out in public, we can pretty much, like, if I'm at an airport and I see somebody, I'm like, oh, that's a comic.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can, you know, you right. have that kind of radar.
He's going to the back of the airplane.
Yeah. He's on Spirit Airlines as a comic. So we're in Ireland, and there's this we went to this bar one night, and there's this old man who's wearing a toupee, but it's he's so drunk that it's like taking over half his eye.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's clearly not his hair. It was never his hair.
Right.
Like, it's not anybody's hair. It's just like a bad toupee. Clearly, it's like curly and brown, and he's wearing regular clothes with a suit jacket on top. He's that kind of old man.
Sure.
So he's like 75. And he's at the bar, and he's just, like, buying shots and just grumbling or whatever. So we see him the next night. We go to the same bar the next night because they're playing live music there. And we go, and I see this old man come in, but his hair is on straight this mm-hmm. night.
Okay.
So I'm thinking he's not as drunk.
Right.
Which is hilarious to me.
You got his shit together.
Yeah, as you can tell, like, that this was his bar.
Yeah.
He's there every night, and you can tell how shit-faced he is by how messed up his hair, his toupee is. So I'm loving this guy already, right? I'm like, this guy's the best. So he's at the bar, and every time he like...
It's like those people, like, their eyes get droopier, the
worst time they have. Yeah, yeah, he's just fucking toupee. And he's at the bar, but he's not speaking, like, English, but it's not... It's It's like Gaelic, I guess, but it sounds like Fraggle. Like he's just at the bar, and I just hear every once in a while, I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm staring at this guy all night, and Hillary's like, go talk to him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I don't know what to say. Like, what do I?
You're not asking him out.
Yeah, I'm just like, what do I even say to this old man? I kept asking her. I kept being like, who does this old man belong to?
Right.
Like, he has to belong to somebody. Yeah, he clearly can't. Yeah. Like, somebody's got to be feeding this old man. There's no way he's capable. So he's buying shots. People are buying him shots. He's taking pictures with, you know, these different people that come into the bar. He's like life of the party kind of thing. So I'm sitting there watching him. So I notice he's talking to everybody that stands beside him at the bar. Mm-hmm. So Hillary's like, go stand by the bar. And okay. If he says something to you, then, you know, you'll.
He is like the hot chick at the bar.
So I'm like, yeah, exactly. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'll go order something. If he talks to me, that's fine. I'm not going to try and talk to him.
Right.
It won't be. It's not in the cards.
Right.
So I go up to the bar. I'm standing there. I'm there 2, 3, 4 minutes. Nothing. Looks at me a couple times. Won't engage. So I walk back to my table. I sit down. Hillary's like, so how did it go? And I was like, he didn't say anything to me. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, he didn't talk to me. And she's like, well, did you talk to him? Da, da, da. I was like, no, it's not meant to be.
Right.
She's like, oh, my God. Da, da, da. So she's like, all right, we'll stay a little longer and we'll just hang out. I said, okay. So he's up there again, taking pictures, telling jokes, doing all this shit. So then he gets up and he starts making his way around the bar. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to everybody. Hey, wait, where are you from? Chicago. Chicago. He goes to the next table. What are you doing here? We're in town for St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day. Right. So it gets to our table, and I'm like, this is it. This is my moment. And he walks right by.
Shut the fuck up.
And he starts talking to the table directly next to me. And I'm like, huh. I didn't get talked to.
What the fuck?
And Hillary's like, oh, I can't believe this. You know, this is so weird. And
right.
She goes, I tell you what, I'm going to go up and I'm going to get a drink and then we'll do one more drink and we'll leave. I said, okay, you know, I'm kind of bummed I didn't get my moment.
Right.
So he goes out to smoke. I'm sitting there by myself thinking of my, you know, like, what the fuck? Like, do we look like locals or something? Like, what is the deal here? So he comes back in, and the table next to me is full of these old Southern Belle. They're all from Texas, these old women.
Nice.
And you can tell, even like this woman was coughing, you could tell she was from Texas even by her cough. It was like so like, just so.
How did Texas people
just
cough?
So Dixie. Just, you know what I mean? God. Just, my word. You know?
She's drinking iced tea.
Exactly, yeah. She's, this bitch is in a sundress, a small umbrella around her.
I think so, it's Georgia.
Yeah.
The fuck are you thinking?
So she's coughing, and the old man comes back in from smoking, and he stares at her. She's, you know. Yeah. And he looks at her, he goes, you're a smoker? You smoke? And she ignores him, and she even kind of mocks him to her friends, like, who is this man, you know, trying to talk to me kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he's just glaring at her. You're a smoker? Hey.
You won't drop it?
She's ignoring him, right? So then he looks over at me, direct eye contact, like, because I'm watching everything. He looks right into my fucking eyes, and he goes, ha, smoker, right? And I go, yeah, smoker. And he goes, yeah, ha. And then, like, points at her, like, what an idiot. And then walks away.
That was your moment?
That was my moment. And Hillary came back, and I was like, he talked to me. She's like, well, what happened? And I told her, and she's like, oh, well, I mean, that's okay.
Yeah, it kind of counts.
And I was like, no, you don't get it. He knew that I was another Fraggle. Like, he saw that in me.
Right.
Because that's what he's a performer.
Clearly.
He's taking pictures. Right. He's joking. He's doing crowd. Right. Where are you from? What are you in town for?
Right.
He's talking to people. And the thing that he talked to me about was an inside joke. He looked at me like, look at this bitch.
Right.
You get it.
Right.
And then that was all. That was all he needed to say.
Yeah,
he. I was so much happier with that than where are you from?
Right. What are
you doing, kid?
Who you're in?
Yeah. And it was like it was such a unique moment
that's
of being like,
beautiful.
This guy gets it.
Right. Yeah. This bitch, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. And I was so happy of that fucking
that's
to have
amazing.
That moment with that Fraggle.
That's so good. Just two Fraggles.
Bonding
over a dumb chick from Texas.
The It was beautiful.
That's awesome, man.
It was beautiful.
Well, thank you for coming by, man.
Yeah,
I
thanks
really
for having me, man.
It. I'm glad you're back in town.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I fucking missed you.
I can't wait to go back to Germany.
All I did was look at your beautiful life from your Instagram and castles. And
follow my beautiful life at Malone Comedy on Twitter, Instagram, whatever
and
else you got.
And
Snapchat.
You got a brand new album that's out.
Yeah,
tell
yeah.
Tell people how to find that.
It's on iTunes, or you can listen to it for free on Spotify.
Okay, don't
if you
say
have Spotify.
That. What the
Why?
Fuck?
Why can't I do that?
All right, let's do it for free, I guess.
Yeah.
Or buy it.
Go to MaloneComedy.com. It's up there and a bunch of different clips too. Some videos from me on Fox and all that stuff. So you can check those out as well.
Awesome. And for our show, find us on iTunes. Subscribe to Foster the Podcast. Visit our website, FosterThePodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. And for my stand-up tour dates, visit JustinComic.com. And we'll see you guys. Hopefully we'll get to we'll
yeah.
see you guys in August. For
we'll
the,
see you in Texas.
The third,
yeah,
but also the third annual live show.
Oh, yes.
At the Burbank
yes.
Comedy Festival. More info on that coming soon. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.